at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just bring about a lot of clarity in her trials so she can obey you, know what your perfect will is, and not be deceived so she can obey you. Ask all these prayers, your Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they could get and the need to walk with the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understand that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. You can understand persecution much better when you understand Bible prophecy, because it just kind of plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life. With the last podcast, 1 Thessalonians, and talking about how Christ is going to come back as a warrior taking vengeance on the disobedient. So that's what Scripture says. We're going to pick it up at verse 10. This is chapter 7, starting at verse 10. It says, "When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith, with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him according to the grace of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Okay, so he's explaining to them he's going to come back and he's going to take vengeance, okay, and that everybody's going to be, that his people are going to be grateful, okay. It says that he's going to be glorified in his saints and be admired. That's exactly what happens, because you're in a position of such affliction and persecution that when he does come back, once again, this is not the way that he comes back with the heavens opened. Of course, this is just on a smaller scale in your own personal life, but you're waiting and you see him and you see him come and and he puts it down, okay? He straightens everything out, and then he's glorified in your eyes, okay? So we're going to move on to Matthew chapter 25 now. Once again, we're just going through all of these scriptures that explain how Jesus comes back displays the wrath of God, okay, to war against all of these deceptions where Christ is just about love and mercy, because he is. But he's a lot more than just that, okay? There's many aspects of him. And a lot of this sometimes even gets mocked. I heard one pastor say that people say that Jesus is going to come back like a jihadist. And it's like he's going to make those people, jihadists obviously are evil and they're working the works of Satan, but he's going to make them look like nothing. He's the one Alpha and Omega, okay? And you're going to see him revealed in this way, in a smaller scale here, if you're obedient and defend you in the United States. You're going to see here in the United States, if you stand firm during these times of judgment and overcome, you're going to see him defend you, okay? He does. He does. He defends you. He defends his church. So starting with Matthew 25, it says, "Watch Watch therefore, for ye know not the day, this is starting at verse 13, and the hour when the Son of Man cometh. For the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country, who called his servants and delivered them unto him his goods. Sorry. And unto one he gave 5 talents, unto another one, and so on. This is a parable of the talents. I'll go ahead and that's kind of a long chapter, so I'm going to skip down to verse 27. This is where the ruler is dealing with the unprofitable servant that didn't bear any fruit, that came back and didn't do anything with the talents. And it says, verse 27, thou oughtest therefore have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For every one that hath shall be given, and he that hath abundance, and he shall have abundance. I'm sorry. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay, I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sisters listening today, she really humbles her heart and understands how deceptive and dangerous this place is, and ask, be filled with your Holy Spirit so that he can guide her through her trials, and reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover, and she's done, reads it again. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
At Kroger, we work with local farms right in our own backyard to bring you food that's fresher than fresh. From homegrown watermelon that makes your mouth water to crisp corn picked right around the corner. Come pick out some yourself, because shopping for local produce should be as easy as shopping at your local Kroger. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Choose from a great selection of digital coupons and use them up to 5 times in one transaction. Check our app for details. Kroger, fresh for everyone.